of this caricature by proclaiming the monstrous Stalinist dictatorship of the 1930s to be a lineal descendant of the workers' state of 1917 to 1921. Since the Eastern European revolutions of 1989 and the fall of the Berlin Wall, archives have opened and scholarship has become more relaxed. Much good, honest, fresh research has been done. But this has either amplified aspects of the interpretation offered here, or, following the principle, better informed but none the wiser, has been deployed in the service of the dreary conspiracy theories of the Cold War past. Here, on the other hand, we celebrate the creative power of the common people when they organize together and rise in struggle against their oppressors. For revolution is essentially a concentrated expression, concentrated in time and space, of the common people's age-old yearning for freedom, justice, and decency. It is a moment when the drip-drip of partial reform in normal times, always too little, too late, accelerates into a sudden cascade of change, a torrent of transformation that shakes the world and threatens to turn it upside down. This is a book about the past for the present. It is not a book for academics who merely study the world, but one for activists who want to change it. And we must change it, for a century on, the world capitalist system that the Bolsheviks attempted to destroy now constitutes an existential threat, a clear and present danger